So, Charlie, you are now the NDP spokesperson for natural resources. Do we not call them shadow cabinet critics anymore?
Shadow cabinet, yes, indeed.
Oh, okay. And what about the word critic?
Shadow cabinet critic on natural resources.
Okay, does that mean your responsibilities have been changed from your old ones, or do you still hang on to some of
I
them?
was dealing before with ethics and privacy, but I'm really excited to take on the role of natural resources, particularly as we confront this need for an energy transition. The world markets are changing. Canada has an opportunity to be a leader or a loser in this. And the losers will be workers and communities if we don't get a coherent, credible plan for the energy transition. This is, I think it's a fundamental issue facing our economy right now, is where we go to get to this net zero economy. And we need to do it with communities, with workers, and that's something that I'm very keen to get to work on.
This is very timely with the meeting coming up in Glasgow in a couple days.
Yeah, the COP26 meetings internationally are putting enormous pressure on the Trudeau government because they've made lots of promises on the environment, but they haven't really delivered anything. Our greenhouse gas emissions continue to rise. International investors are literally pulling out of Canada because they don't think we have a credible climate change plan. So my position is we have the expertise here. We have great ideas. There is no place in the world better or more able to deliver a renewable energy economy than Canada. So let's get down to work and be a leader in this field and not a loser.
And it's not that terribly difficult, is it, to achieve that?
What we're seeing is that the old oil and gas model is not going to work. The investors are walking away from it. We have huge opportunities: geothermal, wind, solar. We have expertise. You know, I've met workers in Western Canada who've been preparing for this. They're saying, come on, let's get to the 21st century. So it needs political will. I am certainly going to be willing to work with the government, but I'm going to be burning a fire on them. We need to get action on this so that we're not leaving our economy, our community, our communities, and our planet behind.
Probably, possibly an unfortunate choice of words, burning a fire, but we'll move beyond that.
That's my new portfolio. But I think the issue is that we've focused on environment, which is really, really important, but we've often not looked at it from the perspective or included voices of working class people. I come from mining country. I understand the resource sector. I understand people who are working in the oil patch. They know the world is changing. They want to know that there's a plan to create this new economy so that people aren't left high and dry. And that's where I hope that I can play a role.
Not to mention preserving the world for future generations.
Serving the world, yes. The clock is ticking on us right now, and we got to get serious about what we're facing.